Hello, Richard, Bane.
I don't have a watch.
I have another point of order, Madam Chair.
Yes, sir, quickly.
The bylaws say that 30 minutes of this meeting or more is devoted to public comment. And while people can talk for 2 minutes, if there's no one behind them or if everyone behind them has spoken and they wish to speak a second time and a third time for an additional 2 minutes, they should be allowed to do so.
It is not, that is not my understanding, and we can clarify that at a later date. Just stand by with me, Ted. All right. We are.
Madam Chair.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, sir, I will, I'll keep the time. This is Susan. I'll keep the time.
Thank you. All right. Elizabeth Milos, I apologize. You are on the stack for public comment.
Yes, is it my time or is somebody else?
Go
I
ahead.
Thought somebody else was
go
before
ahead.
Me.
I think you got there first.
Okay, I'm Elizabeth Milos. I'm also a member of the LSB of KPFA. And what I've noticed a lot here and going around, it seems like it's catching, but it seems like there's a lack of adherence to our bylaws. I'm concerned about how the issue of the resignation of your LSB member was handled. And I understand Sister Maui Sonia was ultimately seated, but apparently not for the position that was resigned and then rescinded, which has a longer term. And there isn't anything in our bylaws for rescinding resignations or voting to accept or not resignations. Yet this LSB ignored that. Unfortunately, this is not the first time that our bylaws or decisions by the PNB get ignored by people in positions of power on the LSB. I'm going to put myself on video here so people can see me as well. Thank you. I'm also concerned that there seems to be a situation of musical chairs going on, which doesn't look very honest. I find it hard to understand how anyone could justify that a member of management could still hold a seat on the LSB. It's beginning to look like those corporate boards that move people around, and I find it objectionable that this LSB would allow such a conflict of interest. We all know the Pacifica Network is going through serious financial issues in part due to the numerous lawsuits by those that didn't accept the results of the last two bylaws elections. And now possibly from the filing with the FCC by a member of our LSB, a petition to deny WBAI its renewal of its license. But it seems like the replacement of a GM via defunding a position when KPFT, as far as I've heard, has one of the smallest reported deficits, feels more like a power grab by the same people who don't respect the bylaws of election results. At KPFA LSB, we have failed to evaluate our GM formula during the past 7 years, I believe. That's because the majority of our board, those who support those same people who are suing Pacifica, have not yet, have basically are ignoring the rules of the LSB.
2 minutes.
And I also heard that-
2 minutes is up.
Okay,
thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you for your comment. PK McCary was the next person in line, or she might have been ahead, and I apologize. PK, are you there? PK McCary, going once. Are you muted? Are you there? Who else is in line for public comment? Going once, going twice.
I had my hand raised.
Okay, who is that?
This is Patel Adams from the Houston Indie Media Show.
Okay, sure, go ahead. 2 minutes.
Okay, so for those of y'all who don't know, I have been on the board in the past. I am a programmer with the Houston Indie Media Show. I would like to remind y'all that public comment has a set time of 30 minutes, and the time is to be divided among speakers who want to speak. I know that we're doing this virtually, but when we had these meetings in person, we would take names of the speakers and divide the 30 minutes equally. So this public comment time is really, really valuable. I hope that I see tonight that the full 30 minutes is used for public. The next thing I want to say, I feel like it's super obvious and I can't believe I'm having to say this. I'm going to give y'all, especially the new members, the benefit of the doubt. We cannot have a member of management as on the board. It makes no sense. It's supposed to be a system of checks and balances that management is not on the board. So Sandy cannot be on the board as he is IGM currently. Rodrigo needs to be placed onto the board as he's the next runner up. And this needs to be done immediately. Whatever remaining time that I have left, I'd like to give over to Elizabeth.
Am I being recognized?
No. I'm waiting to, and we don't have to, we have made a decision as a body that we do not need to fill up the entire.
Roger has his hand up.
Okay, excuse me, ma'am. You can't just make decisions as a body like that. We have bylaws and there is a process. We have due process on this board. One of those processes is that management cannot also be on the board. Another one of these processes that is in our bylaws, we have to have public comment. If you choose to cut off the public comment short, that reflects on y'all that you don't want to hear the public.
On the contrary, we have a half an hour for the public to comment. So I'm waiting for someone who hasn't already commented. I want to go complete the circle before anyone is called on a second time. But if my understanding...
I'm on the stack. My hand has been raised.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And I'm on the stack. This is PK. For some reason, they wouldn't unmute.
Oh, okay. Well, would you mind, PK, if you go first, because you signed up earlier and I was trying to find you.
No, I'll go last.
Okay.
If that's okay.
Okay, so who was that, whoever that other person was, go right ahead.
Other Shireen. Person, that would be me, I think. Okay, I don't know who just spoke. Mask, who just spoke?
Me?
Ms. Scheidler, Ms.
Yes.
Scheidler, you're the chair, the vice chair or whatever.
Yes.
Who just spoke out and named me?
It wasn't me because I still don't know who you are.
It was a male. I'm shocked. You've been controlling the meeting so tightly, but now you don't know who just spoke. Okay. I will say this. I know Texas is a different kind of place, but I got to tell you, there are some laws that y'all are going to have to respect. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting requires a minimum of 30 minutes public comment at every open meeting. And it doesn't matter if there are two people or 22 people. That's number one. Number two, the bylaws don't even allow management to vote as staff. So they certainly do not allow management to remain on the board in a staff position. Sandy was elected as a rep for the staff when he accepted the interim general manager position. And we know there's a whole lot of dirty business about that, but it all came out in the wash along with COVID on Saturday during the town hall meeting. You know, once he accepted that position, he automatically relinquished his staff seat on the board. He didn't need an email saying he resigned. And the board does not get to accept or reject it. It is what they call an operation of law. He is off the board. And as I warned you all before, the abuse visited upon Sister Mama Sonia in January and this latest set of nonsense is just going to end up costing Pacifica more because you guys refuse to read and obey the bylaws.
Time. 2 minutes is up.
I'll finish my sentence. Rodrigo Bravo is entitled to a seat, and you guys better seat him.
Thank you for your comment. I have a message from Courtney Wilson. Looks like you're next.
Yes, I would just like to agree once again and basically repeat everything that Shireen has said. I believe that was Shireen speaking. It is a major conflict of interest for any nonprofit, just any structure The person who is running the company is not also on the board. Or if they are, they are a silent board member. So for me, it's an extreme conflict of interest. And like, how would he vote on whether or not he's doing a good job? Like, how would he be removed? Like, it wouldn't work. And I also believe that if Rodrigo would like a position, that he is totally due the seat, and it should not go to the interim GM. Thank you.
Thank you for your comment. Who is next? We are in public comment period. It is 8:11. I am waiting for other members of the public to speak up before we circle back around. And I'm going to, oh, I have a cat. Just give me a second.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Ted. This is public comment, and it's really out of order for you to speak right now. I apologize.
I wanted to read the paragraph in the bylaws that pertains to the rules for public comment. It's one.
I have it. Each meeting shall include a public comment period of not less than 30 minutes. And we as a body have internally determined that we give 2 minutes to each member of the public who wishes to speak. And so that's what we're trying to do. It's not as easy as it looks, believe me. Thank you, Ted. I really appreciate it.
The practice has been, I'm making a point of order, the practice has been that if someone at the end of 2 minutes wants to say more and there's no one else in line, then they get another 2 minutes and so on until someone else joins the line.
That's courtesy and compassion and just a sensitivity to stop censorship. This 2 minute is a censorship ploy, and you are redoubling your efforts to not change. You don't want to. Nonprofits all over this country are starting to be committed to advancing equity and justice. And let me tell you something. I turned 69 this year. Some of you are older than I am. Some of you are younger than I am. You're not going to be here forever. And you're not going to take over, because what happens, the clock runs out and somebody else comes on. And then they come on and they think that they can do things the wrong way as well. And then they leave. And we just keep changing hats, changing seats. But we are not moving forward. We're not being a champion of Pacifica, nor KPFT. And this governance structure, your hiring compensation, has been structural racism. What you did to our general manager, the last general manager, which is one of many that you set out to destroy, unless you like them. You went and started telling lies on people like V. Patel, that she gave Bay's address out on the air. Well, we went and we looked, and V didn't do that. But that's out there because you've been controlling the narrative and the structure of a place that is meant to be for community. We are community, and we are at first asking you, let's work together. Let's figure out how we can be an anti-racist and non-discriminatory organization, because we are not. And that we have to beg means that we have no power, but we do. We do. We have the voices to be heard over the airwaves. We're going to start talking about this and naming names and naming places and putting the word out. Because if you want, we could get that, by the way, we could get that grant from the Austin thing, the Austin that the man was talking about earlier today. We could get that, but we can't get it because of the way you treat people of color and other marginalized groups. You're going to have to change your ways, because you're not going to be here forever anyway. And the world is changing. We're changing. We're changing to be more inclusive, more diverse. We're learning that this world is made for all of us. You all act like the Republicans. You act like Trumpers. You decide that you know better than the rest of us. I'm going to leave you with this one story. This one story is this, and it's really important. I took 100 young people from 23 countries to India to give them efficacy to talk about interfaith work. They asked this question: what is the best of your religion? What is the worst of your religion? And this young man put up, he was Israeli, he was Jewish, he put up Tikkun Olam. And on the right side, he put Tikkun Olam. Now, I don't know if any of you are here. I know that there are a couple of Jewish people. So Tikkun Olam means to repair the world. So why would he put it in both columns? The reason when he talked and said why he put it in both columns, because Tikkun Olam, to repair the world, is a great movement, a great thing to do. But when you think you're the only one that knows what's best for this station, you ruin any chance of it happening. I'm asking us to repair KPFT, Tikkun Olam. Let's repair the world and make it a place for everybody. Let's put justice in the hands of Sister Mama Sonia and Rodrigo Bravo. Because cheating and fraud, as he says, seems to be amplified by your control. Control that has no patience.
Thank you, PK. Is there anybody on the stack for public comment that has not spoken? Going once?
Well, you should let Rodrigo. You can't go once, go twice. Anybody want to speak again? You should be able to speak again.
Yes, I wanted to say something. This is Ali from, I'm a WBI listener. Can you hear me? Yes, BK.
Yes.
This is what I wanted to say. This meeting and the presentation and whoever runs the meeting, first of all, there is a big attitude towards to some people, whoever is running the meeting today, right now. And I wanted to say that this meeting reminds me of the Supreme Court, because each Supreme Court judge reads the Constitution and they make different interpretations. And every time that they talk about the bylaws, it's like some people, they understand it correctly, and some other people, they don't even want to know about it. And this is what is happening in here. And my last thing that I have to say, it's really, really sad that they let Dr. Franklin come from a different part to take the job, and they just quit. They let him go before he completed his time. So now they have somebody, a Latino, and they don't want to sit him down, and they wanted to make their own interpretation of the bylaws by having this gentleman as an IGM and then having on the LSB. So is what you're saying, the racism is just written all over. And like Nancy always said, when are they going to see the lady that they didn't let us sit down on the LSB? So I'm done. I think I don't know if I'm over time, but I just wanted to say, it just remind me of the Supreme Court. Everybody interpreted the Constitution completely different. And this is what is happening here right now. I'm done.
Thank you very much. Is there anybody else who has not spoken yet in public comment?
Or if they have spoken, they get to speak.
Bill Crozier.
No. PK, I'm going to circle back to Elizabeth because she's on the stack, but I wanted to get anybody who hasn't spoken before I
circle back. Crozier's had his hand up for some time.
Bill Crozier, I've had my hand up.
Thank you, Bill. Go ahead. You've got 2 minutes.
Thank you. Okay. Well, first I want to thank you, Jane, for stepping up to be chair. And also I want to thank Sandy for stepping up and volunteering to be IGM. As a volunteer, I'll remind everybody, considering the financial shape KPFT is in,
oh,
and Pacifica, I'm really glad that we are able to get a volunteer with that much experience. Regarding what Venetia Pennell Adams and Serena Roberts and Courtney Wilson and some other people said, it's not correct, absolutely not correct, that you have to go off the board if you become part of management. I was the interim executive director for Pacifica for almost a year. My colleagues chose me to be on there. They didn't ask me to leave the PNB, and I also stayed on the LSB the whole time. I was a PNB member and director and an LSB member. So it's certainly okay to stay there. I was not chairing either of those bodies, but I think we should really be grateful for Sandy to step up and again offer his experience and not even ask for a salary or anything like that, because we really need somebody like him to take over and lead us. And again, I want to thank Henry and Frank and others that helped with working on grants and fundraising, and we need that also. I think we need to stick together. Nobody's going to can do anything. No leader can do things that everybody likes 100%. So, but we deserve to give Sandy our support. I'm sure he'll do some things I don't like either, but I think we should support him just as I've urged support for all the other GMs that we've had, and give him a chance and help them to help KPFT succeed. If you want KPFT to be here next year, we really need to stick together and help make things move forward. Thank you.
Hi.
Is there anybody else who has not spoken yet in public comment? If not, I will circle back to Elizabeth. Elizabeth, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Thank you.
I'd like to basically say that two wrongs don't make a right. Just because that happened on that occasion does not mean that you were not, it was not a violation of the bylaws to have an executive director being a member of the LSB. That is a violation. And it also is, I mean, it sounds almost like a corporate environment here. I mean, this is very surprising. It's very objectionable that Pacifica, you know, has been reduced to this kind of shenanigans. Also, I'd like to state that what I understood also was Dr. Franklin was being, you guys were insisting, I don't mean to say you guys, okay. It seems that there were some members that wanted to insist on evaluating Dr. Franklin even before the 1 year term was up. And yes, it does look very politically motivated. And what kind of an organization are we, really? I mean, are we going to be an organization where people do not respect the bylaws that were twice approved? And in other words, you know, this is very, very disturbing. I understand that somebody else who normally likes to write about democracy is going to come on next. And I find it also very contradictory that this next person is going to speak, talks about democracy, and then when he actually comes the time to actually practice the actual bylaws, they ignore democracy. So, you know, I'm finding it very difficult. At KPFA LSB, I'm finding this abuse of power very, very flagrant, and now I'm seeing it here as well. And I would strongly suggest that you follow the bylaws, bring in Rodrigo Bravo, there's nothing in the bylaws that says that you need to accept a resignation.
Time.
Like Corrine said, it's an operational issue.
Time.
Otherwise, you're going to look just like any other corporate entity, you know?
And let me bring to the attention of the chair that Rodrigo Bravo has his hand up.
Thank you.
And so does Akua Holt.
The person I was speaking about was Akua, not Rodrigo Bravo, who's going to be speaking,
thank
who
you.
I believe
Akua,
was going to speak.
I see Akua, and now I see Rodrigo. Rodrigo, go. Thank you. Thank you for your patience. I apologize for technical difficulties. Rodrigo? Are you muted?
Yes, can you hear me?
There you are. Thank you.
I apologize for that. That was me. That was user error right now. But I want to yield my time. I would not yield my time, but I want to yield the mic to Akua. She's been raising her hand and she's been there for a while. So I'll go after Akua if that's okay. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Excuse me. My apologies to Akua. I misidentified her. Sorry.
Okay. So do I go next or what?
Yeah, Akua, you're up.
Oh, okay. Thank you. And I'm kind of late in on this meeting. I didn't hear all the comments that were made, but I did hear a comment about from Bill Crozier saying to everybody needs to work together and everyone needs to respect the leadership. And I just want to remind this body that no one respected Dr. Obadike Kamau's leadership, including Bill Crozier, who not only did he disrespect his leadership, he personally kept Dwayne Bradley on board, paid, even though KPFT could not afford it. Dwayne Bradley was paid out of our budget for several months to, I guess, look over Dr. Kamau's shoulder, although Dr. Kamau had a wealth of experience managing, management experience, much more than Bill Crozier and Dwayne Bradley combined. So I'm not certain about this. We all have to get on board and work together. I think some atonement has to be made. From my understanding, there's been some type of committee set up with Marlo Blue and someone else to determine what programs say. I mean, it's really sad that this is where we are, that, you know, these clandestine meetings happen and all of a sudden all these people supposed to be experts on saving KPFT. And these are the people who were, some of them, not you, Sandy, personally, but Bill in particular, who just ran through our budget, bringing Christine Blaisdell down, spending $6,000 on some freaking chocolates, even though people in Texas love our barbecue and beer. You know, you spend that kind of money bringing this woman down to help us raise money, and it was a joke. It did not work. So, you know, we need objective leadership. We need leadership that understands what we need, and we need a collective voice at KPFT and not people meeting in little silos thinking that they have the answer, because you don't. It's going to take a collective movement to move KPFT in a direction of positivity.
Time.
Quick, let's get to Rodrigo again. Hi, thanks. It's technical. You're muted.
Hello, good afternoon. My name is Rodrigo Bravo. I wanted to just comment briefly on couple of items. I was able to speak with Mr. Wiseman, with Sandy, and I actually had a really good conversation. And you know, with the conversation that we had, we had quite a lot that we discussed, social media, listenership, finances, and such. And I thought it was a very meaningful conversation. And I actually do want to recognize him for actually reaching out. I've sent an email to the last two general managers before him. And I never got any response. Actually, both managers before him, general managers, were both non-responsive to emails that I sent. So I appreciate that he was able to actually respond and provide some answers, right? And so we had a conversation today, and that further kind of built the partnership that we had. My understanding, too, was that this job or this interim position is quite the handful. It's a lot of work. He told me that, you know, it's going to be a ton of stuff that's going on, a lot of things that are going on. So my opinion is, you know, and I appreciate it, just like Bill said, that, you know, we should appreciate the volunteerism that he's showing right now. I think if somebody's willing to step up to the plate and become a part of the board and also volunteer and also take time out of their schedule and provide any type of support to KPFT, to the board, and to the members of the community, I think it would behoove the board to actually accept that. You know, I spoke with Sandy again, and there was a need for more help. I've already volunteered some services. I said, hey, you know, we can do this, we can do that. But it's just a matter of, you know, getting things together. I'll land right here. I don't, you know, Look, I get it. There's things going on and all this. I don't really care much for that. I'll end right here. I really want to make KPFT better. That's really it. Thank you very much. I appreciate y'all's time.
Take your position on the board.
That is a spectacular way to end our public comment section. Thank you, Rodrigo. All right, now we are going to Pacifica National Board and National Committee reports and LSB Q&A. We've got 10 minutes to do this, and I'm guessing, Susan, are you prepared to do the PNB report? Did you get picked for that?
I'm happy to do it. Fellow PNB members will be able to comment on the committees on which they serve, to add to what I'm doing. The first thing is that a national on-air fund drive was held between on July 5th and 6th. The Strategic Planning Committee of the National Board wanted to launch a national fund drive effort and launch a campaign because we are in serious financial trouble. And this first one, it's anticipated it'll be the first of several. And we're learning from what we've done and what we did right and what we did wrong. It was done in a very short time frame because we were in jeopardy of not making payroll at Pacifica Radio Archives. And we have generated money enough to be able to make payroll through at Pacifica Radio Archives through the summer. PNB has reaffirmed the data collection requirements that were adopted in 2017. It was a motion by Grace Aaron, but they were never enforced. The programming committee has come forward and has the PNB has reaffirmed that stations need to collect that information, and the ED is tasked with making that happen. PNB has instructed the ED to develop a cost savings plan for personnel system-wide, and because, again, we are in severe financial trouble, and so the first look that the ED is taking is at all the stations that are not making central services payments, so that's T, K, and I. The Strategic Planning Committee also came forward with an initiative to authorize or to task the ED with developing policies and procedures about initiating underwriting that would be a national, subject to national standards, but it would be a station by station decision whether to implement. The PNB chair has challenged LSBs to reach out to our local elected and public officials and unions to seek support that is essentially unrestricted. The NEDA, which has been providing financial management services and a whole portfolio of services, has given notice, and we are negotiating with them for them to continue in order to complete the 2021 audit. Discussions are underway about the 2022 election, whether it will be held. If it will be held, the timing and how to raise the money for it need to be addressed. If it is not held, there needs to be a legal determination that the general counsel is looking into about what that means in terms of how the bylaws are applied. And a personnel committee has been stood up and populated to conduct the ED evaluation. And the time frame on that has been extended from June 30 to September 30 because it hasn't been gotten to soon enough. So I think any additional questions need to be posed to the people who serve on those committees.
Okay. Does anybody want to respond to that? Anybody on the various committees that have anything to add to that?
Ted? I'd like to add something.
This is Teresa. I would, I'll speak after Marianne.
Okay, we're Marianne.
And I'll be after Teresa.
Okay.
Thank you. This is Marianne Martinez. I serve on the governance committee, and we're still committee chair. We just had that election about a week ago, and Lawrence Reyes was elected as the chair of the governance committee. So the first meeting of our committee will be on July 27th at 7:30. And that's all I have.
Okay.
That's all I have.
This is Teresa. I'd like to comment on three things. First of all, I'm on the HR committee. We just met recently, and so we are taking the steps to evaluate our executive director. So we are looking at her contract and her job description at this time. And the second thing is I'm on the elections committee. Our last election cost $149,000. There were approximately 41,613 members, in our, donor members in our, foundation across, there were like 13,000 members of KPFK, for example. Listener members. We had 3,367 members at KPFT. If you divide the 149,000, that comes to $3.60 per ballot. We recently had a meeting on Sunday to discuss raising funds for an election, because we were supposed to have an election this year. And many people have assumed at the very beginning that we don't have the money to have an election. It is in the bylaws that we will have an election. So people on this meeting are talking about minding the bylaws. That's one of the things that the bylaws says, that we will have an election. And I think that every organization that has elections is looking at costs. For example, I vote in the ACLU election as a member of the Sierra Club, as a member of Amnesty International. They're all looking to cut expenses for elections. So we're working on that. Also, in regard to the PRA, the public, our Pacifica Radio Archives, their regular fundraiser drive is usually in November. And I think last November they raised $60,000, and it's a 2-day drive. There was a 1-day drive, I think it was in April. They raised $60,000 in November. They needed more money because at least 3 of our Pacifica stations, including KPFT, much to my dismay, were not paying our Pacifica archives bill in our central services. Well, the second drive raised $40,000, and this last 2-day drive, I think it raised $31,000. Maybe it's slightly more. You see a trend there. Increased number of days asking for money and less money. I think that this is should be a lesson for us that we need to do lots of work prior to our pledge drive. Programmers need to approach friends and say, would you be a patron of my show? And, or maybe approach lots of friends for small amounts, or one person for a big amount, and really promote your show. Do some work in advance. Don't just hope that with the way our listenership has declined, that people will be listening to your show. And nobody can afford to be complacent. I love this radio station. I do my best to raise money, and I feel very, very seriously about paying our bills. I want, when people think of KPFT, I don't want them to think about us as people that are trying to evade paying our bills. So I think I think that, I'm very excited about the possibility of our interim general manager leading us in paying our bills, and as we all need to work together to improve our programming. And so that's my report. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Teresa. Ted, did you have a question for the PNB committee members, or did you get your question answered?
I definitely have a question for them.
I haven't given my report yet.
Oh, I'm sorry. Egbert, I see you there. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I just turned the camera on.
Hold your thought.
Yeah. Anyhow, I am on the PNB representative on the programming committee. We've had several meetings since the last LSV meeting. And what we are currently working on is a national news program. We don't exactly know exactly what the format is going to be, how we're going to work with the five major stations and affiliates yet. But the one thing that I wanted to bring out here is I'd like to, and I got COVID, so I was really hoping to contact those of us who do news programs at KPFT right now so that they can join in the meetings in this programming committee. Because what we'd like to hear is ideas from a lot of folks with respect that are doing news right now to see how we can come together and have good branded Pacifica news on all our stations. So hit me up, please. I don't know if I have everybody's email that do news programming or, the news type programming, but you can always hit me up at info@politicsdoneright.com so that we can get information to you and add you to our list of people that will be out there discussing what best to do for our news. I think that's about all that I had. I wanted to do that last week, but COVID kind of hit me hard. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much, Egberto. Ted, you had a question, a PNB question, and then we're going to move forward because we really only had 10 minutes for this, but go.
I'm reading Section D of the duties of the local station board in the bylaws. Both the executive director and or an LSB may initiate the process to fire a station general manager. However, to effectuate it, both the executive director and the LSB must agree to fire said general manager. If the executive director and the LSB cannot agree, the decision to terminate or retain said general manager shall be made by the board of directors. The four people, or is it six, who represent us on the locals, on the national board, they did not do this. They did not bring this issue to us. We probably would have gone along with it, but they did not do it. They are violating one of the most critical rules in the bylaws. The fact that they did not report about this during their report tonight shows the fact that they are violators and they are trying to hide this. This is as bad as what Trump did.
Point of order.
How can you look yourselves in the mirror and not recognize that you are violating a key component of the bylaws?
Ted, you are responding to an error in fact. Teresa has her hand up. This was not relative to the PNB report. Teresa, go ahead.
I would like to respond to that. Ted Weisgel, you know very, very well that we are not going to discuss personnel issues in open meetings. And if you know anything about the PNB meeting, you got it from someone who broke confidentiality. So I wouldn't believe any crap that they said anyway. We are not going to discuss personnel in an open meeting. And our general manager was not fired. So all these comments of people that are so upset about some being fired, no one was fired. So anything in the bylaws about somebody being fired and going through the LSB, we do not have anyone who was fired. So, we're doing the best. We're doing the best we can.
I'll say one thing.
Ted, no.
We will not have anybody that we expect to work and not pay. Unless they volunteer for it, like Sandy. Okay? So, you know, this is just, it is wrong to expect somebody to work and not pay them.
May I add something to what Teresa has said? The official statement that is at liberty to be seen and discussed was sent out by the executive director thanking Dr. Franklin for his service, naming Aunt Sandy as the volunteer IGM. It is a layoff, and layoffs and reductions in hours are being looked at system-wide. And these do not originate with the LSBs. They originate with the PNB and the executive director and the CFO and HR.
Thank you, Susan. We're here.
That was total bullshit.
What?
I request
point of order.
Please,
Madam Chair, will you please mute him if he does that again?
Yes.
If he does that again, I'll move.
Let me say something here. I feel sick, but let me just say this. All right, Ted. With all due respect. On this particular issue, there are a lot of things that occur on the PNB and the LSB that may not be copacetic. On this one, you're absolutely wrong, and you owe each one of the directors an apology. And for the people that are listening to us as a body, to have a directors, we've elected directors here. We want to be taken seriously. These types of outbursts, banks on an immaturity that is uncalled for and actually hurts the fundraising and hurts building a KPFT that we want to build. If you have specific issues, the decent thing to do is to individually, not to put this out in the realm when you don't know. The responsible thing to do is to do it in a manner that does not hurt KPFT. Many folks on this body too often, what we do, and first of all, public that's listening to us right now, when we are doing, or this is not the norm of what KPFT represents. We are a serious station doing great progressive work that is very important. And tit tats don't get our job done. I don't speak a lot, but what Ted just did was upsetting and shouldn't occur again. I won't say anything more. Thank you so kindly.
Thank you, Egberto. That was very articulate. I think you voiced what a lot of people were thinking. I'm moving the agenda to committee and CAB reports. Please be advised that these reports are limited to 6 minutes. And I will ask Susan, since you're so good at it, to keep time again, if you wouldn't mind. And the first committee report is the MSRC. And since I chair the MSRC for KPFT, my report is going to be short in that our MSRC committee is not meeting currently, but I expect that we will gear up sometime in the next couple of months, because after the 6 month period, we will be able to begin the search for a new general manager. And that's really all I have to say on MSRC. The next one is Finance Committee.
We accomplished nothing because that was on the heels of the layoff, because we have no money, and it was on the same occasion, the business manager, her hours were cut because we have no money, and all this back and forth and bitching when we have no money is simply wrong. That's my report.
Thank you, Matt. Governance Committee, KPFT Governance Committee. Where are we? Richard? Richard, is that you?
Yes, no report.
Okay, thank you. Outreach Committee, that would be, is that Captain Tom?
Yes. Madam Chair, thank you for the time. The, we had the, town hall meeting. We gathered together, and I appreciate all the team. Excuse me, I have the floor. I appreciate all the teamwork that our committee did. Ted, I compliment you on your efforts of getting, be able to gather the, meeting. And, also, I want to thank everybody that was involved. Our next meeting will be held on July the 21st. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much. Committee of Inclusion. I have a question about the Committee of Inclusion, but I want to hear the report first because you may just answer my question. Committee of Inclusion, speak right up.
Hi, this is Lillian Kerr. I'm on the Committee of Inclusion, but I believe our chair or convener is Adriana Casanave, and I don't know if she's supposed to be the one to give the report. Hello?
Yeah, that's what I would think, and I don't think, Richard, she's not on the meeting, is she?
Adriana is on the meeting. She's telling you guys she's muted, so someone needs to unmute her.
She can unmute herself, I believe.
Apparently she can't.
Okay, got it. Thank you. Let me work on that. Technical. Hold on.